This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Top leaders are campaigning for their party candidates and alliance for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally at Dindori in the Nashik area of Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the world has appreciated the way the country responded during the COVID pandemic situation. Prime Minister Modi also held a rally in Kalyan. Later, he held a roadshow in Mumbai. Later, addressing a rally at Hooghly in West Bengal, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah said people of POJK are protesting and demanding freedom from Pakistan. In Odisha, all the three major political parties, Congress, BJP and BJD, stepped up their electioneering for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in the state. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi expressed confidence that the INDI alliance will form the government at the centre after the results of general elections are declared on the 4th of June. Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties campaigned in Uttar Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh campaigned for the party candidate and Union Minister Kaushal Kishore, who is contesting from the Mohanlal Ganj constituency. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also addressed a rally in the Hamirpur constituency. On the other hand, Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a political rally in the Atara area of the Banda constituency. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked the BJP in his address at a political rally in the Gaisari Assembly seat of Balrampur district, where a by-election will be held in the sixth phase. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi also campaigned in Rai Bareli today for Rahul Gandhi. The first set of citizenship certificates after notification of Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 were issued today. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla handed over citizenship certificates to 14 applicants in New Delhi. According to Home Ministry, digitally signed certificates are being issued to many other applicants through email. Home Secretary congratulated the applicants and highlighted salient features of the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024, which was notified on the 11th of March 2024. Jharkhand Rural Development Minister Alamgir Alam was arrested by Enforcement Directorate ED today after 6 hours of inquiry on the second day under Prevention of Money Laundering Act. Mr. Alam has been arrested in the alleged tender commission scam after recovery of cash amounting to more than 35 crore rupees. The minister was issued summons by ED in this case on the 12th of May and has been interrogated by ED officials since yesterday. India Meteorological Department has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave to start over northwest India from tomorrow, including Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana, till the 18th of this month. It added that hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Maharashtra and Goa today and over Gujarat till tomorrow. India and Russia held bilateral consultations on Afghanistan today in New Delhi. According to the External Affairs Ministry, Russian Special Presidential Envoy for Afghanistan, Zamir Kabulov, and Joint Secretary Pakistan, Afghanistan and Iran Division in Ministry of External Affairs, J.P. Singh, discussed the current situation in Afghanistan. They emphasized on the need to provide development assistance for the welfare of the Afghan people. Ukraine has withdrawn its troops from multiple villages in the border area of Kharkiv following continued pressure from Russian forces. A Ukrainian military spokesperson said that the decision to move troops from Lukyansk and Vovchansk areas was taken to avoid losses. On the other hand, Russia has claimed that its forces have gained control over two additional settlements in the region. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have set a target of 145 runs before Punjab Kings at the Baraspara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati. Earlier, after winning the toss and batting first, Rajasthan Royals posted a total of 144 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.